95.3 Gorilla is the Gulf Coast home for the hottest hits.
The biggest concert tickets.
And more cash than you could possibly imagine.
The Banana Bank opens three times every weekday at 7:30, 8:30, and 3:30. And only local listeners like you are allowed to win the cash.
That's right. We only have a local contest.
This gorilla game is really easy. You just have to guess if the price of bananas will go up or go down.
I can't believe this.
If you're right, you win the money.
Yeah, it's that easy. But if you're wrong, you're going to find yourself stuck in a bank vault with a very angry gorilla.
You get to guess three times and keep any amount of cash you win.
Or you can keep on playing.
If you guess correctly three times in a row, we'll hit you with a Banana Bank bonus question.
And then you could win an incredible amount of money.
Are you ready? We play three times a day, every weekday. Only right here on 95.3 Gorilla.
Could you hit the snooze?
Hit your snooze button! Push the button!
Oops, that's me hitting the snooze button.
What day is today?
Today is Friday.
Yep.
Friday.
You are going to love this.
Oh, yeah?
I brought you the greatest gift of all.
Oh, yeah? What's that?
I give you...
Gentlemen, I give you...
The weekend.
The weekend.
The weekend.
It's worth the wait.
It's showtime.
You ready for the weekend? I'm ready for the weekend. So many amazing things coming up this weekend. Pine Hill Festival is happening from 5 to 9 today, 10 to 5 tomorrow. That's in downtown Wiggins with 100 vendors. Art, food, music, car show, the Big Dill 5K Saturday at 9 a.m., the Mutt Strut Saturday tomorrow at 10 a.m., and a bonus concert Saturday from 5 to 7. Pine Hill Festival this weekend in Wiggins. The Stone County VFW Crawfish Boil is happening tomorrow from 11, and then it's sold out, so... good luck getting in there. I think those tickets are all gone. Ragtime the Musical is happening Friday and Saturday, 7:30 and Sunday at 2 at the Biloxi Little Theater. Dreams coming up, the talent showcase at Beau Rivage Theater. That happens at 7 o'clock tomorrow. Hancock County Household Hazardous Waste Collection Day is tomorrow from 8 to 1. And Cruise in Your Wanda Delancey. Well, this is going to be fun. Tomorrow, 11 to 4, at the Iberville City Hall. Cars, trucks, Jeeps, bikes, pulled pork, and more. There's always something going down on the coast, and you can take Gorilla anywhere with the 95.3 Gorilla mobile app.
Attention, cash alert, cash alert, cash alert. Break into the Banana Bank on 95.3 Gorilla.
That just sounds fun, right? What are you doing, breaking into the Banana Bank?
What are you doing?
Hey, Gorilla, who's this?
Justin.
Dude, what's going on?
Not much.
Here's the deal. Don't freak out. You're call number 10 for $5,000 Friday for the Banana Bank. Yes. $200 is your first price. Are we going up or are we going down?
I'm going to say down.
Justin says down. Down from 200. Are we going down? Yes, we are. We're going down to 175. You can win that money. You can walk away with that cash right now, or we can keep going. What do you want to do?
I'm going to keep going.
We're going to keep going. 175 is the new price, Justin. Are we going up or are we going down?
I'm going to say up.
Justin's going to say up. 175. Where are we going? Yes, back up. We're now up to $220. $220, Justin. You want the money or you want to keep playing? If you're right three times in a row, you get that bonus round.
I'm gonna walk away with the 220.
220. You sure? You positive?
Yes, sir.
All right.
I've never had the best.
Ring that money alarm. You got it. $220 from Gorilla. Congratulations. That's awesome.
Yeah, thank you.
Listen to the Gorilla weekdays at 7:30, 8:30, and 3:30 to win huge cash prizes.
Only on 95.3 Gorilla.
It's Ryan Gavin on 95.3 Gorilla.
Today we're talking about old dead technology. This is going to be interesting. Why? Well, this caught my eye yesterday. There's a new national survey out there that says that 78% of Americans, that's like hundreds of millions of people, have technology sitting around at home that they never use. That's like ancient, it's way obsolete now, and they just never ever touch it. Like, I think I have an old iPod Touch in a drawer somewhere. Remember the second generation iPods? Remember those? I'm pretty sure I have a VCR on the shelf in my basement. That thing is probably a dust bunny farm at this point. Old dead technology. Do you have stuff like kicking around in your house? I think we have like a reel-to-reel machine here in the studio. That stuff is ancient now too. What do you have kicking around for dead tech? First is Kathy, you're up.
Oh, my husband still has all the floppy disks.
Oh, yeah, like the big ones or the tiny ones? Were they huge floppies or small ones?
They're the big black ones.
Yeah, do you know what's on them?
He used to download all his games on his Commodore 64 on those.
Oh, my God, the Commodore. Oh, my God. See, now that's even like way before me. That's
That's awesome. You should never get rid of those. What's some dead tech lying around your house? Jim, you're on.
Yeah, actually, I still own an 8-track player that works.
Dude.
It was left to me by my grandfather because...
No way.
I was the only kid that would listen to his music on it.
Oh my God, that's amazing. See, and because that's so special, I'm sure you'll never get rid of it. I know that my VCR downstairs, like, I still have all my old Disney movies in the clamshell cases. You know, those aren't going anywhere either.
Straight from Ryan's iPhone. This is Showbiz Buzz.
The kid of the Croc Hunter, Robert Irwin, is going to host a new Dancing with the Stars spinoff. Have you heard about this?
For the first time in Dancing with the Stars history, the greatest dancers will compete for a spot as the next pro.
It's called Dancing with the Stars, the Next Pro. It premieres July 13th on ABC. David Lee Roth sold his entire catalog, and he said now he finally feels rich.
I sold my publishing 8 months ago. Ask me how I feel.
How do you feel?
Rich.
I'm sure you do.
For the first time in my life, I can rub two coins together and create a little interest. No, really.
What a liar. David Lee Roth? Yeah, sure. Van Halen frontman, first time in his life he's had money. Come on, David. Come on. Come on. Nikki Glaser suffered a wardrobe malfunction on Live with Kelly and Mark the other day.
There you go.
Oh, wait, you can see your underpants.
Oh, it's just for you.
Yeah, I know.
Down the barrel. Yeah. Sorry, guys.
Yeah. I don't mind at all.
Oh, good. I'll send you a picture later.
Russell Brand in some really hot water. He was on the Megyn Kelly show, which, first of all, I don't know why anybody would ever go on the Megyn Kelly show, but listen to what he admitted to. This is crazy.
In Europe and in the United Kingdom where I'm from, the age of consent is 16. And I did sleep with a 16-year-old when I was 30. But when I was 30, I was a very different person.
Okay. I mean, just because it was legal doesn't mean it's right. And it shouldn't be legal. I don't know. That's let's just say I'm not going to be watching any movies with Russell Brand in them, okay? And speaking of movies, it's finally here. The Michael biopic just opened today.
Michael, I knew you were different the moment you were born. You have a very special life.
Critic reviews are actually really horrifically bad, but I have a feeling it's going to make a ton of money. There you go. There's your Showbiz Buzz. Have a great weekend.
It's time to go back. Here's today's flashback freakout.
Some big birthdays today. Barbara Streisand is 84 on April 24th.
We're the luckiest people.
Kelly Clarkson is turning 44 today. Al Pacino, one of the greatest to ever do it, is 86 years old. Tomorrow on April 25th.
Fredo, you're my older brother, and I love you. But don't ever take sides with anyone against the family again.
Here's a music trivia question for you today. On this date back in 1970, April 24th of 1970, the Jackson 5 started a 2-week run at number one with what song? I'm going to tell you in just a second. On this date back in 2002, TLC member Lisa Lopez was killed in that horrific car accident in La Ceiba, Honduras. She was just 30 years old. On this date back in 1992, Growing Pains aired its final episode on ABC. You remember this theme song, right?
Show me that smile again. Don't waste another minute on your crying.
Wow, that's a blast from the past. On today's date in 1993, NBC officially announced Conan O'Brien was going to replace David Letterman. Here's a clip from Conan's first monologue on September 13th, 1993.
I do feel very good about this show. We've got a terrific show together, and I've been giving it a lot of thought, all right? About a few months now. First of all, on a lot of shows, guest is out for how long? 6 minutes, 7 minutes, and then they're gone. You never get to really know them, you know? So I thought, on this show, same guests every night.
Of course, we all know how that one ended. And here's today's answer for our music trivia question. On today's date back in 1970, the Jackson 5 started a 2-week run at number one with you know what song? ABC, baby.
ABC, easy as 1, 2, 3. All simple as go, bring me ABC.
There you go. There's your flashback freakout for Friday. And hey, that Michael Jackson biopic is out this weekend, too. Have a great weekend.